It is time for us to check sports. It is time for us to bring in Mike Causey and take a look at the weekend racing as well. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. Strange weekend this weekend. No racing in New York.
Why?
I don't know. New York's messed up. They went from Saratoga last week to no racing this week. They're not going to Belmont. They're going to run at Aqueduct for like the next year and a half because they're digging tunnels under the track so people can go to the infield for one day, the Belmont. You ever hear anything so ridiculous in your life?
So basically it'll be closed for a year.
Yes. And they don't train at Aqueduct, but they're running at Aqueduct, but now I guess they're going to have to train there, so now they're going to have to ship horses from Belmont to Aqueduct to get workouts. Total disaster.
Yeah, that's just that sounds crazy. Yep. There has to be some better planning than that.
Yeah, you would think so, right? Multi-million dollar operation like that.
I mean,
we got some races this weekend. Yeah. We're going to Kentucky Downs, the not normal size track, one big turn, one short turn, up a hill, down a hill, but they run for big money there, and there's a lot of horses in every race, and if you hit one, you're going to make some money. So in the fifth race, they're running a mile. It's a grade three race. They're running for $1 million. Couple horses I'm looking in here is the seven horse Atone. This horse is trained by Mike Maker, who's having a big meet at Kentucky Downs. He's winning at 25% with 24 starters. He's hit the board 13 times with 24 starters. This horse is a mile specialist, running the distance seven times, winning three and hitting the board six times. Coming out of two races up at Saratoga where the horse lost both by less than a length, expect the tone to put in a good run on Saturday. The five-horse Kentucky Ghost, 12-1, trained by Vicky Oliver, ran at Kentucky Downs twice, ran second twice. This horse has been running at Monmouth Park, has shown some very good foot, ran in a grade one UN. The three turns I don't think was this horse's forte. I think the miles are going to smack this horse right between the eyes, and at 12-1 is a very good play. And the top play is going to be the two-horse Pixelate, a Michael Stidham horse, 1-for-1 at Kentucky Downs, ran the distance eight times with three wins and hit the board seven times. Has a little layoff from December. Ran in July at Laurel and ran a very, very good race, finishing third in that race by a neck. So the two Pixelate, the five Kentucky Ghost, and the seven Atone are my three plays in the fifth race, the mile. Moving down to the eighth race, which is another mile race, this race is for, if I get there quick enough, the Phillies and Turf, grade three, same distance of a mile. They're running for $750,000. Looking at three horses down on the inside. The four-horse Lady Spite Spear, trained by Roger Atfield. This horse runs everywhere, Tampa, Keeneland, Churchill, Woodbine. Three starts at a mile distance with two wins in a row, one coming up at Woodbine going a mile in the Nassau, and another one off of the Poly Track up there. Training very well for this race. 8-1 morning line's a must-use for me. The three Hendy Woods is coming off of a little layoff since July. 1-for-1 at Kentucky Downs, seven races at a mile with four wins and 2 seconds, 6-for-7 at the distance. This horse runs consistently every time. Has won over the track, like I said, so I expect this horse to put in a good account of herself with Julian Leperu up. But my top pick's going to be the one horse, Talika. A little short, but, you know, you mix these up in an exacta, and if they flip themselves, you'll make some money here. Delica's 2-1 morning line, 2-for-2 at Kentucky Downs in the money with a win. This horse is 0-for at the distance. That's the only peculiar thing. But when Kentucky Downs, before they got deluged with rain last week, speed was good at these distances, and this horse is the speed. Ran a big race in August on what was Million Day at Churchill Downs in the Beverly D. Got to the front, made every pole a winning one at 7.5-1. So the Leica is probably going to be a little higher than 2-1, but nonetheless, you got to use her in your numbers. So the one, the Leica, three Hendy Woods, and the four Lady Spite Spear brings us to the 10th race. The last race that we'll do for today is a mile and a half. It's the Kentucky Turf Cup, grade two, another $1 million race. Couple horses I'm looking at here. going toward the outside, the 10 horse, another mystery train by Chris Block. This horse has been running very good everywhere he's run this year at these distances, at Keeneland, at Colonial Downs, just ran second to the Red Knight, who we'll hear about later. So we're going to use the 10, another mystery. If you look through here, you're going to see Gufo, who's a 7-5 morning line favorite. This horse won 2 weeks ago at Saratoga. I think they're coming back way too soon with this horse, way too soon with this horse. Never ran a Kentucky Downs. Gufo's kind of a goofy horse. Sometimes he looks like he's going to run big and he don't, and sometimes he doesn't look like at the spot and he runs big. I think this is just a bad spot for this horse this weekend if he goes to the gate at all. So Gufo's going to be a toss for me. Another horse I'm going to use is going to be the 9, who's the Star, lightly raced on the turf but undefeated on the turf. Has run a mile and a quarter distance both times, has no trouble going the mile and a half. 20-1, this horse is a must use. And the other horse I'm going to use in here is the 1 horse, Red Knight, 15-1 morning line, trained by that same guy, Mike Maker. Comes off a mile and a half win at the big race down at Colonial Downs in the Colonial Cup. Won that race by just under 2 lengths. That was the first race in almost a year layoff. So what Mike Maker did with this horse was a really good job. Has this horse tight and ready to go for tomorrow. So the 10th race, the 1, Red Knight, the 10, another mystery, and 9, Who's the Star, will be my plays in this race as well. A lot of big races, a lot of deep fields, a lot of opportunity to make money at Kentucky Downs.
I have to go back to this Belmont thing. So Belmont, they're doing all this work, so when the next Belmont Stakes comes up, they'll have
these
tunnels.
It's not going to be there.
So they're even going to screw that up.
Yeah.
You can't tell me they can't do this work. Why?
Why would you disrupt your entire racing operation for one day to put people in the infield on Belmont Day? Seriously? A lot of the experiences I've been to at big races where there's been infield people, it's very ugly.
Well, and here's the reason. The damn place holds 100,000 people anyway. Yeah, it really sounds like a stupid business decision to me.
I understand what they're trying to do in a long one. They want to winterize the track. Eventually, they want to get out of Aqueduct and do all their racing downstate from Saratoga at Belmont Park. They want to winterize the grandstand and everything. But putting in a tunnel to the infield is not very vital. Not in my opinion and not in a lot of other people's opinions.
Winterize, if you're going to do it, put it in later. I just don't understand why it would take a year and a half. I'm sorry.
No, it's crazy. It makes no sense to me. And they don't even run this weekend at Aqueduct. What's that about? I've never seen that before. Craziness happening in Naira.
All right, Mike. I want you to have a good weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Take care. I'm Mike Kazi with our updated racing information for it. It really does. That really does amaze me. We'll get on to other sports now, and this is a story that the NFL season kicked off last night, okay? The Bills beat the Rams 31-10. But in that game, and anybody who knows me knows I'm an animal rights. I love animals. I think that animal rights activists bring up very good points. But sometimes you can be so committed. You do something that tarnishes what you want to do. And it happened last night. Animal rights activists interrupted the Bills-Rams game by running out on the field carrying flares. The two activists ran on the field holding up smoke flares. Now, they said the group, so the women sought to highlight the upcoming Smithfield Foods Factory Farm whistleblowers trial. Then protest in front of Smithfield Foods. Protest in front of the courthouse where the trial's going to be. Why would you put at risk people in the stadium with flares? You say, how could it be at risk? You never can tell how a fire might start. The women were tackled by security guards, and one of them lost their flare, and it was lying on the field. Josh Allen, the Bills quarterback, picked up the flare and with his strong arm tossed it all the way into the end zone to security guards where they picked it up. They had to wait for the smoke to clear to do that. Now, Direct Action said, Direct Action Everywhere said in a press release, two of its investigators, Paul Darwin and Pickelmeister and Wayne Hussing, were charged with multiple felonies for rescuing piglets from the Circle Farms, which is owned by Smithfield Foods. That incident occurred back in 2017. Like I said, why don't you protest out front of the courthouse or protest in front of the factory? Why pick an NFL game? Well, anyway, so that's that. All right, so let's go into some scores from yesterday. Major League Baseball. The Nationals beat the Cardinals 11-6. The Reds over the Cubs 4-3. Brewers 2-1. Giants 1. Marlins over the Phillies 6-5. Twins over the Yankees 4-3. Brewers over the Giants 4-2. White Sox 14. The Athletics 2. As I said in the NFL, the Bills romped 31-10. And locally coming up this weekend, for the teams we know and love, the Giants take on the Titans. That's a 4:30 start. The Patriots take on the Dolphins. That's a 1 o'clock start. And the Jets take on the Ravens. That's a 1 o'clock start as well in football. And in other sports, the U.S. women's final is now set. Top-seeded Iga Swiatek will face number 5, Onus Jabeur. And I only took a stab at those names. I have no idea if I was even close. I have no idea whether I got it right or not, but I gave it the good old college try. And that is a check on sports this morning on The Breakfast Club.